We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, getting your 12 to 15-year-old vaccinated against COVID. CVS and Walgreens started doing it yesterday. They kind of jumped it a little bit. But today, the My Turn website is open and other sites are going to be open. If you want to take your kid in, let's get the story live. KMX 1070's John Baird.
Well, parents can take their kids to L.A. County sites like the Forum or the Fairplex in Pomona or Cal State Northridge, or to LA City vaccination sites, or even to a CVS store. There are 565 of them here in California. Now, the Pfizer vaccine is the only one available, the only one approved so far for the 12 to 15 year olds. So you need to keep that in mind when you're scheduling an appointment going in one of the sites. Plus, everyone is ramping up, though, to get these shots into the arms of kids. Even schools are getting set. Deborah Duardo is the superintendent of LA County Schools. She knows that some people will be reluctant.
I think once parents start to see other children get vaccinated and that there isn't any negative impact on them, they may be more interested in getting their own child vaccinated and back in school every day.
Doctors say getting the shots should help families planning their summer vacations too, and of course, help with the full-time reopening of schools in the fall. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
This time next week, the OC will likely be opening bars, increasing indoor capacity at gyms and theaters. Still, the locals are being told they dropped the ball, the local leaders, a lot since February 2020.
Early in the coronavirus crisis, did government leaders in the OC downplay its seriousness? That is the conclusion in a review by the Orange County Grand Jury, and the report has a lot of criticisms. Says that the county's health agency was plagued by execution errors and lacked a useful stockpile of PPE. The Orange County CEO, Frank Kim, in a statement to KNX, says that he is aware of the report, will formally defend the county. Virus positivity rate continues to plummet if it's a trend that is not interrupted. The county, roughly a week away from moving from orange to yellow, the less restrictive tier. Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
The CHP is now investigating more than 12 cars that have been hit by BBs or pellets on the freeways over the past 2 weeks. There were two more reports of people having their windows shattered on the 91 in Riverside on Tuesday. Riverside CHP talked to CBS2 about it.
Luckily, nobody has gotten hurt yet, and we don't want it to get to that point. So we want to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, they say they're looking at the Caltrans traffic cameras, trying to figure out who might be behind this.
Could be a group of individuals, and they could be switching cars, or they could be just sitting and waiting for somebody to drive by.
It's happened all over the place in L.A., Orange County, and the Inland Empire.
After years of development, the head of Caltrans says it's time to pause the work on the 710 through Southeast Asia, or Southeast L.A.
With the air quality issues that this project potentially raises, even with the clean truck program and the relocation issues that this will potentially bring, don't see how this project can in any way move forward.
Metro wants to widen 19 miles of the 710, set aside $6 billion to do it, but the feds say the project does not meet air pollution guidelines. Metro says it is consulting with Caltrans and considering the options.
As the weather heats up, we get closer to summer. There are growing concerns that California might have to deal with rolling outages, power outages again this summer. It was the case last August, but power officials say the state should be better prepared to meet the demand for electricity in the coming months. California getting hotter and drier, but officials are cautiously optimistic that the new resources will help avoid supply issues. They insist that the state's transition to renewable energy is not to blame for last year's blackouts. But last August, before the outages, CAISO, the people behind the power grid, were confident then that they wouldn't have outages. So we'll see what happens.
The Pine Fire apparently is under control. Most of the evac orders for the rural areas east of Palmdale have been lifted. This is a fire that has burned about 450 acres, a couple of structures. Sean Ferguson with the L.A. County Fire Department.
Quickly grew. At the height of the incident, we had multiple fixed-wing aircraft. It took approximately 500 firefighters, just shy of 5 hours, to stop the forward rate of spread on the fire.
Cause of the fire is still under investigation.
Surf's up on south-facing beaches in Southern California. Swimmers urged to be really careful the next few days. Waves about 4 to 6 feet could last until early next week. Lifeguards saying there could be some rip currents. They're telling swimmers to hit the water with a friend near a lifeguard tower, if possible, just to be extra safe.
Malibu preparing for some big crowds over the Memorial Day weekend. City are working with the Sheriff's Department and some other agencies trying to get ready for more people and more traffic on the PCH. You know how that gets. The city does fund a beach team from the Sheriff's Department for Memorial Day all the way to Labor Day. But this year, they asked the team to begin working weekends starting May 1st. Beaches and harbors will be increasing their staff dealing with the parking and the maintenance and people just throwing their trash down on the street.
Former elementary teacher who taught in Burbank and Hollywood, scheduled for sentencing this morning, has to do with porn involving a couple of former students. Cops say they found more than 5,000 child porn images at his home. Pleaded guilty a couple of years ago and is facing decades in prison. Just now being sentenced, he taught fifth grade at Bret Hart Elementary School in Burbank and Gardner Street Elementary School in Hollywood.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.